A summary of fund transfers being presented to the Finance and Audit Committee. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
I would like to take item number, I would like Doss come up and go over item one and two, explain the situation. Can you tell about the project a little bit, please?
The administrative building heating system replacements is basically a renovation of their heating, ventilating, and air conditioning systems. And I think there are three transit buildings involved.
And how much are you carrying over?
I believe $92,706.
All right. Any questions on item number one? Since they got you in the hot seat, why don't you go to number two?
Chair, number two is a DOT fund transfer. I would defer to Mr. Masterson.
Mr. Masterson, come up. Can you explain, was this a change of scope?
In reviewing the information, please understand, I know we've heard this before, but we've had a transition in our engineering managers, so we can only answer of what we can identify in our project. What we came up with in looking to try to explain why we had a $3.5 million surplus was that in the adopted 2010 capital improvement report, it appears that the project was a reconstruct. Reconstruct is basically rebuilding road, which would cost more money. And the original dollars that were put in there was over $7 million to actually reconstruct the road. In going through the file, we noted that it came back with the surplus because the road work had been changed to a reconstruction, which would mean that there were some improvements that were made to the road that was cheaper, which resulted in a $3.5 million.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Mayo wanted to speak, so feel
right.
free to. You have the floor?
Oh, thank you. I'm kind of confused, though. I remember this actually having this conversation back in sometime earlier last year about this some projects. And I hope that we are going to make sure it's clear, whoever sits on this committee or any committee, that we get the honest truth about what we're doing with our funds. Do we have the funds to do? Is this project need more money to keep going, this project right here, item number two?
The request that we are making, it has to do with overrun, which covers the $250,000, which is estimated to be closing for the project on Thursday. It is basically been completed, in fact, it has been January 19th. We are going to punch this and actually try to close out, making sure that everything that is in the scope of work is completed. And we do not have money in the transportation budget, which is transportation engineering action, budget to cover the overrun. The original dollar amount that was budgeted was for $4,000, and the overrun came in based on the fact that it was underestimated. It was originally put out. The documentation that it gives included actually deals with the information that the department received regarding why it was underestimated.
Yeah. And this is a shame that we have this. Brian, do we have the money to pay for this now? Was this bonding money? Why is this flowing this way?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I'll do the best that I can do best on my recollection. In terms of whether or not there's available funding, I will have to defer to the department because only they will know what exactly is going on in the project. But basically, the South 13th to Pute, it was an operating project. $40,000, as Ms. Roberts has said. There were cost overruns that were due to also a change in scope that resulted in it now being $300,000, so you have a $260,000 deficit. When the department explained that to us, we talked to them about providing us with the detailed information to determine what the scope of work is so that you could try to see if you could resolve the deficit in capital, because obviously you still have to find money in capital, but it's a lot easier to find money in capital than it is in the operating budget.
Right.
And that's when the Oklahoma project was brought forth. The Oklahoma project was brought before you, I want to say, in 2010 mm-hmm. or 2011, one of those years. And it was financed with some cost, some savings, bonds, from existing projects, and then also we did what's called a reimbursement resolution to borrow, use money from future bond issues in 2013. And that was, I want to say, about $2.5 million. The estimate at that time was about $7 million for the project. So if you go back and look at those documents, you'll see a much higher number. My understanding is that that estimate was based on estimates from the state, and then the state subsequently updated those estimates, which resulted in it going from a $7 million project to, I don't know, about a 3.5, something along those lines, so kind of cutting it in half, which is why you have over $3 million now as surplus money, which would obviously be enough to pay for the South 13th Pute's project.
Mr. Chairman, also during that time, there was a repayment of 107th and Mill Road. There was another number of projects going on. But my concern is that we want to be above board. And when I asked about, is this change of scope, people get amnesia and say, no, it's not a change of scope. And that's my problem. I want to make sure that we do everything that the committee understands. If you change it from one aspect that we vote on in the budget to another, we need to know the right information. And that's why I have a problem with this whole thing. We need to pay our bills. But now we come back after we thought it was overrun. We have no money. They even say the department is running a deficit in certain things. But now we got to find it. But this committee was not giving the proper information, and that's I have a problem with. And that's just why I really and pass the gavel to make these statements. I hope that whoever sits in that chair be honest to this committee. Because as a member of this committee, I've always been straightforward with you and work with everybody. Just don't lie. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I'm down with it.
Okay. Supervisor, can you say it?
Thank you.
This is really confusing. The first question I had, obviously, was where did the money come from? And I think now with Pam Bryant, that helped out a little bit. I'm looking at your question and answer sheet here. That's helpful, too. Thank you. So are you – okay, let me ask this. With the new Putes project or the new funding for the Putes project, that has not been – that's 0% complete, whereas the Oklahoma one was 90% complete?
You know, I'll have to defer to Andrea Weddle Henning, who is our engineer.
Okay, because that's one thing.
Yeah, because if it's a tech.
Yeah, okay. Okay, just to get a little background, this 13th and Pews project started off with an agreement with the City of Oak Creek. This was the City of Oak Creek's funding that they had through the state that they wanted to participate with us. A lot of times what happens if they get the funding and it's within our county jurisdiction, which Putes is, the intersection, we would go into an agreement with the city to participate in the cost. So in your package, you'll see that there is an agreement where this project was, I think it was 90% participation from the state and federal participation, and we would pay the 10, which the 10 would be broken up into City of Oak Creek 5 and Milwaukee County 5.
Okay.
So what happened was there's a cap on there. If you look at the actual agreement, mm-hmm. There's a cap of, I think, maybe 80, I don't have it right in front of me, but about $800,000 for the construction. Anything over that cap, the state is not going to reimburse 90%. So that's what happened. The actual construction came out more due to things in the field like undercutting. There was a lot of bad soils out there was one thing. Extra traffic equipment that came about. So with that said, any amount over that $800,000, I believe it was, mm-hmm. would have to be 100% paid by that extra $200,000 would have to be split between the county and the City of Oak Creek. So that's just to give you a little background, that's how it all started. The City of Oak Creek was the administrator of the project. Mm-hmm. We were participating with that. We found that there was an agreement, and that's where that started.
So, Mr. Chairman, the City of Oak Creek administered the project and
yes.
the overruns.
Yes, they. Well, I wouldn't say administrate the overruns. The overruns happen. We're out there. We did have some staff out there overseeing the project
okay. And
making decisions. But you know, when you have where your soil is bad, and if you put the road back where the soil is, where there could be some sinkholes, or if we don't, do what is necessary for that. So it could have been a poor estimation on the City of Oak Creek's part. On what happened in the field as far as construction. Maybe they should have budgeted a little bit better with that. There could have been maybe a little tighter oversight with us as far as maybe reviewing their plans, what have you, but it came out where it was $200,000. If it wasn't capped, a lot of times the municipal agreements aren't capped and you're able to still get that participation, but in this case there was a cap and that's where we stand. That's why there's additional funds.
Mr. Chairman, of that overrun, yes. the $200,000, we owe half of that or all of that? Is that
just half? That would
that
be
being split.
Yeah, it's being split 50-50. Oh, that was the agreement, I guess, at that time.
Mm-hmm. That's helping me get through this. I just have two more questions because it's
sure.
so in depth. So then, once we get past that, the $3.5 million left over from the first project, mm-hmm. $200,000 goes to here to handle the overruns.
Correct. Yeah, from that 3.5.
Surplus. Oh, okay. That's what I was a little bit confused.
And hopefully we can use those for other projects we have coming up.
Oh, yeah. And this committee right
yes.
here will help decide that.
Right.
I'm assuming, Mr. Chairman. Because that's the question that I was – my last question is, mm-hmm. and this is something – now that we have some new administration and some new seats here, that this committee has had issues with in the past, is a lot of times when we find out there's a surplus, we immediately get a suggestion of what would be the best use for it.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, missing us deliberating what we think, since we help put the budget together too.
Mm-hmm.
So my question on that is the $200,000 for the Putes. Where is that in our whole grand scheme of things? Is that only a priority just because it's overruns and the bill needs to be paid?
Yes, that's basically
it.
You said it.
There's no other emergencies or priorities?
No, I think the project is just about done. And just to, say what you're saying, what we're finding out, there's things of this nature that are happening and that we're finding out.
Right.
What we would like to do is clean it all up. We want to take the time to go back and look at each project. We have a lot of projects over the last 5 to 10 years that we've done. Mm-hmm. And we want to go back, and they're all either funded by STP, which is 80% reimbursed, or by CMAQ, which is 82%, or other funding, which is 90%. So, we have a good benefit in that, but we want to make sure that we have all our ducks in a row and all our, for each project, we're going to take the time. It's going to take a long time, but we have to go through all the projects to make sure that we have everything right, mm-hmm. we've closed it out, and we can close it off, take it off the books, and find out where we're at, and then we can start looking at the new 5-year plan. I mean, we have ideas of what we want to do, but we have to have the money right, and that's what we want to take the chance to do, and that's what we're working really hard to do, is trying to do the best we can mm-hmm. to resolve the problem as quickly as possible, but, to the benefit of the county as much as we can.
So for the director, we can assume that within the next month or two, there'll be a recommendation for what to do with this other $3 million?
Yes. We're hoping to do that, yes.
Can we get Mr. Ruzlocki, could you please respond to that?
Yes. We're going to come back to you with that. But I think all of you, all the supervisors here should understand that we need to get our fiscal house in order, because this happened because we didn't. I'll take the blame for that, even though it happened well before I came here. And I'm taking major steps to do that. Andrea is going to be our lead engineer. We're going to bring probably one or two more engineers in. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, we're bringing a budget director on board that's familiar with the DOT, because we need to, if there's going to be a scope change, then we have to come back here, and we have to, and I think Supervisor Mayo's absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. We need to bring that back to you, and we need to explain that to you. And we're going to do that. We're going to be very transparent about what we're doing, because, quite frankly, we didn't do a good job. We really didn't do a good job, but we're going to fix that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, and I'll just end here. That's why I think you see us. We have a lot of scars from previous mm-hmm. administration, and plenty of times we'd be here, find out there's new money, like I said, and it was already spent, and then suggested being spent, and then you're up against a wall because there was commitments made, people mm-hmm. in their communities, and so we want to prevent that, from happening. So I appreciate, this seems like the first step in the right direction, but know that we're also scarred
yes.
because we've gone through a lot. We've gone through fake emergencies, mm-hmm. so... Thank
well,
you.
And again, I just want you to know that we will get this in order. We're in the process of making these changeovers now. I feel very confident that we're going to do that. But you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. This should have never happened. And okay, I'm sorry. I apologize on behalf of the department, and we'll fix it.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I just want to make one just a word of caution because of you're talking about reimbursement resolution that you did for highway projects. So for the most part, when you're looking at surplus, you're looking at it for highway projects. The other thing is that, as was mentioned previously, they're doing a lot of work to try to get through a lot of their projects. There is a chance that you have other deficits that are going to absorb some of that money. I don't want to give the impression that there's a whole bunch of money sitting out there. I want you to understand the limitations on that. You may not know until after carryovers are done as to how much money is left, because it's going to have to wash through. So I don't want it to make it seem like there's a whole bunch of money out there, and then you get to that point and you're going to say, what happened to the surplus? I want you to know that there may be some surplus left, but there's a lot that has to be done in walking through all of those projects and where the funds are and where they are, and they may absorb some of that surplus.
Yes, Supervisor
Neal. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy Ms. Bryant brought that up. If there's more deficits in your department, especially with projects, make sure you bring it back to the Transportation Committee so we know exactly where we stand. Because right now, everybody thinks there may be a surplus. I'm having Ms. Bryant say that you might have some other issues of overruns or that or change the scope that we didn't know about, we would like to make sure that we can work as a partner, not micromanaging. We set the budget, but if you're changing stuff, we want to make sure that we understand what's going on, especially with the supervisors who, when they have those roles in their districts and people say, what are you, they start and they stop or what takes so long, we need to know those things. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you.
Well, Supervisor and Committee, I just want to let you know that is the process that we were addressing in the item number 22. We are actually trying to go through the carryover, and hopefully we're supposed to have that bench by any minute. So we would then be able to identify anything that we would have pending, and maybe have some closures or pending that would utilize some of the surplus money, and specifically what it would be used for.
Thank you. Thank you. That should end it for item 25. If there's no other comments from committee members, just one note that I'd like for the department and for the staff. What I'd like back is a itemized list of what the $3.5 million eventually gets used for. Mm-hmm. You said you should have that by the May cycle.
Well, we're hoping in May. Yeah, we're trying to do carryovers right now, and we're in the process of actually cleaning it up. One of the issues we have is we've lost basically all of the engineers who are working on the project. So we have to go in and actually go through the files to try to identify exactly where we are, what we have to do, but we will get it to you. Mm-hmm. We'll have something, if not all of it.
Right. If you will just work with our staff to make sure that by at least by the May cycle that we have the most complete list possible at that time.
Thank you.
All right. We have to go back now to item 18.